IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Ali Himani and Shaykh Qasim. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on the show.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about college education. How essential is it? I mean, university and college education. And do we need at all a college education or not? You know, nowadays, the case of self-study without going to the college, because, you know, you can find the teaching courses on different materials online.
Even the videos
and all of that. So a person can be sitting in the house, you know, looking at them and finding them without going to the university. But this degree-based lifestyle, you know, just getting to the... Because whenever you are going to apply for a job, the first question that they ask in your CV... resume, that's right, is your education, you know, what is your education and degree. And from the other side, we had some exceptions during the history that they become great people, but when they left the university or left, for example, the official formal education. But I still think that this college education has a role in shaping the human personality, because till that time, you do not know what you want to do for your future. But upon a chance or a random checking of a specific major at the university, which is mostly done without interest at that age, your whole life will be changed into a doctor or an engineer or a physicist or a chemist or something like that, okay?
Or a materialist.
Or a materialist or something like that. I do want to say what to do to guide our desires, I mean, in pursuing knowledge or in pursuing a specific science.
Yeah,
is there at all a way or no? We have to.
Yeah, for sure. Again, I have to reemphasize on the fact that we have. I know we have to take these two sides simultaneously. So, having the line of education, college education or the classic education that we take. On one side, and on the other side, the knowledge, especially the spiritual knowledge or the religious knowledge that we have to have. On the other side, we have to grow both of them simultaneously. Mm-hmm. But what I want to say is that, you know, I believe that the reason that he asked the question, the previous question, and the answer that the Sheikh Kadhim, Sheikh Ali gave. Was that, you know, we see some people that get, you know, frustrated not going to colleges, you know, and universities because of not having enough money or, not having enough time or, they're not capable of going to colleges for any reason. So is it the end of the world for them not going to college or not? I believe that, you know, these universities and colleges, maybe the most important thing that you can get out of this college or university is a sort of certificate or a sort of, you know, reassurance that this person is skillful and is, is enoughly learned to do that job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for example, neuroscientist or neurosurgeon. So that certificate that you get, that degree that you get, it shows that you are qualified for doing surgery or things like that.
Okay.
But if you can get that, you know, that trustworthiness from somewhere else, like showing yourself that you're skillful at that job. That again, you know, can suffice. For example, yeah, for sure, for some jobs, we cannot have a person that who claims that I'm a surgeon.
I have certain problem with this new world order,
engineer,
you know.
No, but with an engineer. So okay. Again, I want to quote what you yourself said, yes. that you know we have many giants in, yes. In the science, yes. that have not passed, I don't know, maybe the higher education, yes. sometimes, but they prove that they are worthy of being, you know, a scientist. Mm-hmm. So okay. This is what I mean. So, you know, I believe that the skill is at the core of everything. So that certificate that the college or university gives you is a sort of insurance, the reinsurance, and, you know, a proof for that skill that you may have. So that's if right. you can prove that skill that you have in another way, other than, you know, having the certificate or having that degree, mm-hmm. that is worthy again. So... yeah.
Again, I've got this problem with this world. I mean, is at all human being was created for such, you know, aim? I mean, to have past courses. This is a big philosophical, ontological question about, correct. You know, the very...
Well, before going there, yes. let me just clarify a couple of points what Sheikh Qasim has mentioned here. True that skill plays a very vital role, but there are certain skills which are high-risk skills. Like, for example, someone who can drop out of school and learn programming mm-hmm. By himself, mm-hmm. you know, all by himself, and then go out and present and then, you know, show the code that, look, I wrote this code and this is what is the outcome, and I'm able to do that without necessarily having to go to college. And that's okay. He's able to establish his credibility there. But there are certain skills where the life of people depend on that.
Yeah, sure.
And that is where, even if you show that, you look, I can, you know, perform a surgery on surgery of the brain or the heart because I worked with an ex-doctor and all that, people will find it difficult to trust on yeah. you until unless they really see that you're a well-educated person and all that. So I think we need to categorize these areas into different fields where there are high-risk areas and there are low-risk areas. In the low-risk areas, in all the areas, skills play the vital role. But in the low-risk area, people will find it easy to trust on you and allow you to access their car or their AC or their washing machine and even computer, hardware, software. Because the risk there is just the financial risk, not the risk of the life.
So the issue is the credibility. So,
the credibility yeah. and the okay. amount of risk that is being placed here. You know, if I know that a particular doctor is specialized pediatrician who knows the in and outs of children's problems, I can go to him. Right, but I know that there's a doctor who's, you know, world number one, but he's not a pediatrician. I would be worried to take my son or daughter to him because I know that he knows the in and out, but he doesn't know how the system for the children work, right? So I think there are areas that we need to categorize, that these are high-risk areas. This is where I don't think people will compromise, even if I promote the idea that skill is important, but people, they will not compromise on these areas. So I think we can categorize and say that certain areas, it's okay if you don't go. Even if you're a dropout, you can learn by yourself. But certain areas definitely need mm-hmm. that specialization.
Yeah, I'm
so
going back
what
to...
about past that the college education was not there? What about the past that the college university education was not there as the official thing? There were some learnings, but the people lived long... The people lived better than today. You know, I think the lifestyle was good. Of course, there have been some diseases and the pandemics killed so many people. But I don't think that, for example, degree at the college or university helped the people in order to have a more prosperous life, in quotes, you know, in both this world and the other world.
Yeah, actually, you know, the expectation of people has raised, you know, during these years, okay. maybe, I don't know, maybe 200 years, okay. since 200 years till now. So, yeah, maybe before it was like the way that you described, but nowadays, you know, as the brother mentioned, you know, again, I have to emphasize under the credibility. So those high risk, professions. There's the credibility is not built there. So, you know, because for example, if a person you encounter a person that you're not sure that this person is skillful in that area or not, you're not going to give him, you know, the job that you have.
Okay.
But before, I know in the in the past, it was not like that. The expectation of people was not like that, because the knowledge was not that developed at that time. So if that if there was a person, I don't know who could do even a standard things to do. He would be respected a lot.
Yes.
Even a nurse would be respected, like a physician is respected. But now the expectation is high. But I want to go back to the question that you asked in the early question that you had, that, is there any sort of conflict between the knowledge and science? Is it our goal just to go for, science, or the other way around? Is it our goal just to go for knowledge and spiritual knowledge and Islamic teachings, for example? I think again I have to say that there is no conflict here. Both of them are valued in Islam, but one thing has to be taken into consideration, which is everything that you do in your life has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the prosperity of yes. you and the human beings, in both in this life and the life to come. And I want to make use of this actually opportunity that I have to ask our brothers and sisters who are listening to this, that even though, for example, I don't know, they are doing their education in, in medicine or in engineering or whatever they're doing, software, whatever.
Yes.
They try their best to do ikhlas in those things,
Yes.
Because they would reach at an age where they see and look back, and say, they have everything. They have money, they have, everything. But they, and they are good people. They are, yes. Muslims, good Muslims. Yeah. But unfortunately, what they have done is not based on ikhlas and, for the sake of Allah subhanahu yes. wa ta'ala. So they try to, to purify their intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for serving the religion of Islam and the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam.
Okay. And how much your job, your occupation, the university major, the college that you are studying, helps you to promote yourself. This is good. Okay, you might be an expert in a specific field of study, but when you cannot interact with the people outside, you use foul language, you cannot act in a proper way in a society, what type of knowledge or education it might be? I think the higher education is very much higher than the college and the university, but the college and university, if it is mingled with practice, skill, on that time, it would be great. But the mere degree, unfortunately, does not help anyone. And I think today's world is very much looking for the degrees.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily?
No, the people are looking for the skill. So I have 5 degrees, but I don't know how to work, okay. how to solve a problem, how to run a business, how to manage a department. Mm-hmm. Then there's a, Baba, okay. I don't care even if you have 10 degrees or you're a mm-hmm. Nobel Prize winner. But if yes. you can't get the things done, we don't need you.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Ali Himani for your presence in the program. Viewpoints, it was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake? Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in love.